On today's episode of the podcast, I am going to walk you through YNAB's original four rules for simple budgeting. Welcome to the Money Clarity Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Shiraka. I'm a YNAB certified coach and a certified money coach, and I am here to help you stop feeling stressed about money. Together, we'll get your finances organized so that you can finally feel confident about not only spending and saving, but using your money as a tool to go after your biggest, wildest dreams. Let's dive into today's episode. All right, so if you've been around my world for any amount of time, you probably know that YNAB is my favorite budgeting software. Not only do I use it personally, and by personally, I mean I have our household budget in it, but one for each of our two businesses, but I have taught the majority of my clients how to use it as well. And I found that once they're able to learn the ropes, YNAB can be a total game changer for their budgeting. But why is that? It's because YNAB, while yes, it's a piece of software that helps you see your numbers, they also have a system. And they originally started with four rules. So YNAB has actually been around for 25 years, I believe it has been now. And so they started with these four rules. And, you know, rules sound a little restrictive, right? So, but they're really meant to guide your budgeting success. So here are the four rules and how I interpret them into my own budgeting. And then next week, we'll talk a little bit about the shift that they've moved into and the five questions that they now follow. All right, rule number one, give every dollar a job. So you've likely heard me say this if, again, you've been around here for any amount of time. Rule number one, give every dollar a job. So while this sounds simple, then it is, this is really also the key to taking control of your money. It just means giving every dollar a purpose. So by doing this, you gain clarity on where your money's going and you can eliminate any wasteful spending. So the way YNAB helps you do this is by letting you divide your checking account balance into categories. This is crucial because mental accounting is a real problem, right? We've all been there. We think we can afford something. We have a couple thousand dollars in our checking account, and then boom, a bill hits that we totally forgot about, and you're a little on edge. YNAB helps prevent this by showing you exactly what you have available in every single category. And sometimes that's nothing. So here's how it works. So you are shopping, you see a shirt. In YNAB, you go to your clothing category and you see 20 bucks. Your shirt costs 18, you're good to go, right? Maybe even it's on sale for $14.99. Even better, I love a great sale. So you can go ahead and buy that shirt guilt-free. So why giving every dollar a job is key? Again, mental accounting adds just unnecessary complexity to managing your money. You can simplify your finances with YNAB and its first rule of give every dollar a job. YNAB provides a user-friendly tool that allows you to see exactly what your money is doing with a quick glance, making your budget straightforward and eliminating that overwhelm of trying to remember everything, because we can't all remember everything. All right, rule number two, embrace your true expenses. So beyond your immediate needs, those bills, mortgage or rent, cell phone bill, electricity, things like that, effective budgeting involves preparing for the unexpected, expected expenses. So this is where YNAB's second rule of embrace your true expenses comes into play. This tackles those irregular costs that often catch us off guard and end up feeling like an emergency. So those could be things like holiday shopping, car repairs, vet bills, back to school shopping, home maintenance, any of those types of things. We know they're going to happen. We just don't know how much they're going to cost and when. But by consistently setting aside a small portion of your income, you can take those potential financial surprises and turn them into manageable events. It's totally fine. Why planning for the unexpected is important. Don't let irregular expenses derail your progress. It's so common to be going along, things are going great, and boom, that expense pops up and it feels like everything is off the rails. By following YNAB's second rule, this encourages you to plan for those true expenses, and it gives you a format to do that right within the software. By setting up categories for things like car maintenance, annual subscriptions, holiday bills, you create a reliable system that replaces those pop-up reminders on a post-it note that you forget about, right? This helps you get clarity and control, right? That's what we're after, clarity and control, not only over the expected things, but the things that will come up eventually. Rule number three, roll with the punches. So it's super common that many people think that budgeting is restrictive, but rule number three allows you to remove that thinking. So it acknowledges that monthly spending fluctuates, right? That's kind of where this budgeting myth of budgeting is restrictive, because you would normally sit down and put yourself in a box and say, this is where I'm going to spend it every single month. And when something goes wrong, it feels like you've lost. It feels like you failed. Maybe you might budget $500 for groceries this month, but then spend less next month. Maybe the following month you'll spend slightly more. That's okay. YNAB provides the solution with flexibility. Not only is it easy to move money between categories, it's encouraged if needed. So you don't have to stress over small overages like an extra $20 spent on groceries this month. YNAB lets you quickly move those funds around from one category to the next, but maintains your overall budget, so you can still see where everything else is accounted for. It's this ease of moving money around that keeps you in control and positive about your financial progress. Again, flexibility is the key with YNAB. By following rule three of rolling with the punches, this allows for dynamic budgeting. So it means you're not locked into that rigid box, that plan that says you can't spend more than X amount of dollars. YNAB gives you the real-time information that you need to be able to make adjustments month to month or even day to day. And this proactive approach helps you manage your money more effectively, making small corrections before they become big problems. And finally, rule number four is age your money. Imagine this for a second. Imagine a life beyond the paycheck to paycheck struggle. That's the power of YNAB's rule four. Basically, what we're doing is we're creating a time buffer between when you get paid and when you spend that money. This will help you build a financial foundation that allows your money to work for you, and it helps you relieve some of that stress. Really, and that's really one of the biggest things we're looking for, right? Because the ultimate aim is to reach the point where you can live comfortably on last month's income. So the paycheck that came in last month is what you're using to pay your bills today. So if you get paid tomorrow, it's not turning around and being spent, it is being budgeted for next month's expenses. That's where things start to get really great. So again, breaking that paycheck to paycheck cycle. If you're tired of what I lovingly maybe refer to as banking roulette, you know, that nerve-wracking game of which is gonna hit first, your paycheck or the bill? I've been there. It's not a place that I recommend anyone being. It's not where we want to be. It does not provide a stress-free financial situation. YNAB's Rule 4 offers that solution. By creating that financial cushion, YNAB helps you avoid those close calls and those fears of overdraft fees providing you the financial peace of mind that you're looking for. All right, let's do a quick recap of the four rules. Rule number one, give every dollar a job. Know exactly where your money is going by assigning a specific purpose to every single dollar, whether that's $50 or $5,000. Give every dollar a job. Rule number two, embrace your true expenses. This rule emphasizes planning for the irregular but predictable expenses and helps prevent them from derailing your entire budget. Rule number three, roll with the punches. Acknowledging that life is unpredictable, this rule encourages flexibility and adjustments to your budget as needed. Again, it's okay, it's not a failure. You are making informed decisions with new information. And rule number four, age your money. This rule, again, focuses on building a time buffer between earning and spending, allowing you to move away from living a paycheck to paycheck cycle and start gaining financial stability. Of course, this process takes some time and dedication. You know, achieving financial mastery with these rules requires consistent effort and time. However, I promise you the reward is well worth it. The increased awareness of your spending habits, which often actually leads to reduced spending and increased savings for your long-term goals, those greatest life things that we always talk about. What is it that you truly want? More money for those things? That creates that positive cycle of financial growth. So instead of fearing these guidelines, take a moment to let them digest and then embrace them as a starting point for your journey to financial freedom. Because with patience and commitment, you can build a more secure and prosperous future. There you have it. Those are our four original YNAB rules. Like I mentioned again, next week we will talk about the new five questions they share. If any of this resonated with you, I would love to invite you inside my membership on School. It is a supportive place to heal your relationship with money, get practical help using YNAB, and finally feel confident managing your finances. You can check it out at theexuberantelephant.com/EMC for Empowered Money Circle, and I will leave that link in the show notes below. Thanks so much for joining me today. I will talk to you on the next episode soon. That's all for this episode of the Money Clarity Podcast. My hope is that today's conversation gave you a little bit of clarity and confidence to take the next step. If you're ready to dive deeper into your relationship with money, you can find more resources, both free and paid, at theexuberantelephant.com/everything. You can also find that link in the show notes. And if you're enjoying the podcast, please leave a rating and review. It really helps the show reach more people just like you. I will talk to you next time.